Welcome to Sex on the Brain with Amory Jane, episode 5. Sex on the Brain with Amory Jane is a geeky feminist take on sex, kink, and culture. This sex-positive podcast from educator and comedic storyteller Amory Jane will be released every other Thursday and will cover a variety of topics such as porn, non-monogamy, BDSM, gender, and sex and pop culture. Sex on the Brain with Amory Jane is brought to you by Shebop, a female-friendly sex toy boutique for everybody. Shebop is a women-owned sex toy boutique in Portland, Oregon, specializing in body-safe products and education. Shebop's mission is to promote healthy and safe sexuality by offering quality products and educational workshops in a fun and comfortable environment. For more information, visit sheboptheshop.com. And by Uberlube, a luxurious and long-lasting silicone lubricant. Excitement, intimacy, anticipation, contentment. Uberlube lets you feel all the things you want to feel. Our fifth episode of Sex on the Brain with Amory Jane is our highly anticipated holiday sex toy bonanza. This episode features Dirty Lola, a New York-based storyteller, sex educator, dildo slinger, and the creator and host of the live sex Q&A / go-go show and podcast, Sex Ed A Go-Go. During the last 6 years, she has shared her distinctive brand of kick-ass body and sex positivity and her personal journey into the kink and poly lifestyles on and off stage. Episode 5 also features the delightfully snarky Epiphora. For over 9 years, she has been testing sex toys and writing about them on the internet. Her popular blog, heyepiphora.com, is filled to the brim with relentlessly honest sex toy reviews, matter-of-fact masturbation journals, industry critiques, and sex blogging tips. Today, these experts will share their opinions on vibrator hits and misses and go through Epiphora's bag of unique sex toys. But before we dive in, let's have a teach around. Avoiding toxic and porous toys isn't always easy, especially since there is a major lack of regulation in the sex toy industry. This means consumers have to be extra educated and savvy in order to find body-safe sex toys that are worth their money. Since companies can basically say whatever they want on their packaging, it often doesn't work to rely on packaging to find body-safe toys. However, some good phrases to look for on dildo and vibrator boxes are 100% silicone, medical-grade silicone, and phthalate-free. Phthalates are a group of chemicals used to make plastics more flexible, and exposure to them has been linked to all sorts of health problems. They are banned across Europe and from most children's toys, but are still used in many sex toys across the United States. Besides looking at the packaging, another way you may be able to detect toxic toys is by smelling them. If they have a strong plasticky smell like a shower curtain, chances are high that they're toxic, especially if a strong whiff gives you a headache. You also generally want to avoid any toy that uses the word jelly, since jelly rubber is a notoriously toxic toy material. And stay away from toys that look like they are slightly melting or sweaty, because those baddies off-gas, and that can lead to a whole mess of uncomfortable problems and health concerns. In general, you'll have the most luck if you look for toys from reliable brands and shop at progressive sex toy boutiques like Shebop that are committed to only carrying body-safe products. And that was The Teach Around with Amory Jane. Cheers to episode 5 of this podcast and for Lola being in Portland.
Yay! Yes.
It's my first time in Portland.
Is it?
Ooh. Yeah.
And you've only been here for a few hours.
Since 3 o'clock this morning.
Have you gone to sleep yet?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
kinda.
Good. Yeah. Good. So you work at Shag.
I do.
And you are a sex toy reviewer.
Yes.
And I've been at Shebop for about 6 years. So I would say we are sex toy experts.
Yes.
I'll
yes.
take it.
Damn near it.
So the words that come out of our mouth today, they hold so much weight. They're worth their weight in gold. No, I'm just kidding. It's important to keep in mind that everybody's opinions about sex toys are different, and what works for some people might not work for others, and what is hated by some people might be somebody else's favorite toy in the whole world. So even if we are judging sex toys today and sharing our opinions about them, doesn't mean that actually any of the things we love or hate are going to be loved and hated by all.
Right.
I think it's important to mention that.
That is such a long disclaimer. Like, you were like, what will Epiphora say that I want to...
Epiphora's just going to be like, this is stupid and my vagina hates it. No, you're usually a lot more harsh in your judgments about the designs and the companies and not, like, the people who would like them. Like, I've never read a post where you're like, if you like this, you're a poop head. You know? Like, no, I've never read that and thought that. Because I think we have very different vaginas based on... both everything I've read about your vagina and what you've told me in person. And we've also attended a few play parties together. And it's really funny when you go to play parties with other like sex educator types, because then everyone's just like explaining their experience out loud to others. So true. It's like, you know, the way this feels, actually, it feels like there is, I don't know, like,
so
something bulbous
near, like, my cervix, but it's good pressure.
This is how it is. We're just like explaining everything to each other and all nodding our heads in agreement with like gloves on. And yeah, it's good. So in that, I feel like our vaginas are very different, which might be good. Don't know much about your vagina.
Yeah, I don't really know a lot about yours.
You don't follow my Twitter. No, I talk about it a lot on Twitter.
Lola's badge dot Twitter. No.
On Twitter, I talk about it a lot. Like, I describe her a lot. She gets a lot of talk.
Oh, that's
about
good.
What she likes, what she looks like.
Excellent.
Clitoral stimulation is my jam. Mm-hmm. Adding penetration is like, yeah, like the step up. And sometimes I'm in the mood for G-spot. So I tend to go towards things for clitoral, but I'm learning. I used to be a very like, oh, I only like buzzy toys, like that zzz kind of feeling, and now I'm very like, ooh, rumbly is where it's at for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, now that's changed the game a little bit and what I like. So I am a fan of the magic wand. I'm like one of those people where I'm like, it's life changing. It was for me anyway.
Yeah.
But I always tell people like, be careful, like, don't, this is no first toy, no, put that down.
Yeah, no, I definitely
you
agree
can't
with
buy
that.
This yeah, I've smacked it out of something like, no, put it back, you don't want the sale, no, I'll sell you something else, but this isn't a good first toy. Also, you may like sand your clit off the first time, because that's what it feels like if you've never used it before. And especially if you get the old school one,
the original,
it's like sanding off your clit. But the new one I love, and I didn't think I would, and I kind of, I got one, and I left it in the box, and I would just stare at it and use my old one, because I just didn't want to give up the old one, and I was like, I'll never leave
you.
You
just move it to a different room.
Well, and then finally I was like, I have to use it, because I'm supposed to be writing a review for it, and I gotta, like, use it, and, like, I did, and it was so good, and I kept on low, and I had an amazing orgasm, and I was like, oh. So then, out of guilt, I would use both. I would switch back.
That's fantastic.
And finally, I was like, I love you, but I have to, like, put you away, so now it's my we need this somewhere. Okay, like, I have this one, you can't have the other one. Well, I'll bring this one to the party. It's become that one.
I brought a couple of Hitachi attachments that I like a lot. I don't know if either of you have used them.
These are
actually two of my favorite attachments, and they're not stocked a lot of places, but this one here is called the nuzzle tip. It has a pointy tip, and I like that because it really makes it more pinpoint, if you like pinpoint stimulation. And then this other one is called the flutter tip, and it looks like it has a very flappy, flat part.
You know what it looks like? It looks like a Roman helmet.
Yes.
Yeah, it does also look like that. Mm-hmm. And so this one, you really have to have the rechargeable magic wand, because on the high settings it's unbearable.
No.
it flaps so quickly back and forth, it feels like it's just like slapping your vulva. But on low, I actually really like it. So
yeah,
I feel
awesome.
Like these are
Can
a few little
it?
Unsung heroes.
Who makes these?
These are made by Wand Essentials.
Ooh.
It's the same company that makes both, actually.
I've never seen these before.
I haven't seen these either.
Oh, and I like these have little nubbies. And
oh,
stuff.
Yeah. I failed to mention the nubs.
Did you already talk about how with these little nubs it looks like an octopus or a squid?
It does kind of look
kinda
like
got a tentacle
a
thing.
A tiny
going.
Little tentacle.
Yeah,
it does.
So if tentacles are a thing that you're into, this is kind of like
if
a little
mini. You like magic wands and tentacles.
Yeah.
Let's put them together.
It's like Mr. Squidward, but
aw.
That's what I think of whenever I think tentacles. Mr. Squidward.
It's pretty erotic.
I know. That's cute. SpongeBob.
That was a really good impression. What else do you have in this toy bag, Epiphora?
I have some awesome dual-density silicone dildos from an Australian company called Down Under Toys. I thought you might be interested since they are...
I like the base.
They come from afar, mm-hmm. and they're hard to find in the United States.
So some people really like dual-density silicone and think it feels more lifelike. It's got more give to it. I know for... doing blowjobs and stuff, it's definitely easier in your throat
yep.
to do a dual density or like a softer dildo. But what are your feelings on dual density? I know some people are really into the firm and they actually don't like the way these feel.
I don't own one yet, but I'm eyeing some of it because we have some of the New York Toy Collective mm-hmm. dildos at Shag that I'm like, I want to get one because I feel everything. Like, that kind of shinier finish, not like this, but the really, like, shiny silk, it just feels so uncomfortable to me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can feel that I know what a satin finish is. Like, we could do a blind vagina touch test.
Yeah.
Like, what kind of finish is that? So, one finish is, like, a huge thing, but then I think the dual density just feels like it might be more comfortable. Like, you'll get firmness but give mm-hmm. so when you're poking at like your G-spot or I have like my husband calls it flippy bits. He's like, I don't know, it's like you have ridges and you have other things, and I'm like, and I feel it when you touch them, so like don't do that right now.
Yeah
so I think for stuff, if you're someone who kind of is a little more sensitive and you feel everything, the dual density gives you like a cushion but without it being so squishy that you don't feel like you're really getting that impact if you looking for that.
Yeah, for sure.
But I haven't fucked one yet.
I love dual density.
Yeah.
Pretty much all dual density, but Vixen is my favorite, I suppose. I mean, it's like unmatched, their dual density.
They do really
I feel like it's a different level of dildo. If someone has always tried the single density dildos, it really is a different, it's different enough to warrant spending $100 on a dildo.
For sure. But, you know, at the same time, steel dildos are phenomenal.
Yes.
And they're hard as hard can be.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the purpose of the dildo,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, and what you're, how you're going to be using it. Because thrusting is it's easy with both of them, but in different ways, you know. Mm-hmm. Just very different sensation. But obviously the Pure Wand is one of my favorite G-spot toys. But I still love the really soft dual density toys, and I feel like they hit my G-spot pretty well too.
Yeah.
So
I think I like the Pure Wand also on the fave list because it's more focused play. I don't know if I'd want something that's going to be thrusted in and out and not more of a like, let's do a rocking. And like, I don't know if I'd enjoy that being metal or super hard, but for something, a focused area, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that makes sense. Yeah. I'm the same way. For strap-on play, like a softer dildo is better, but...
Oh, yeah, that's, like, essential.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's all up to somebody else's, like, thrusting, and they get excited and go buck wild, and you're just like, hold on!
Yeah, the cushion is, like, a safety sort of feature for you.
There's no
for
gives.
Your cervix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, when someone else is even holding the steel, they're more aware of, like, this is steel.
Right.
And they're not going as crazy with it, so.
Yeah.
No, like, I only trust certain people's hands with the steel wand. I'm like, I don't know. Do I trust you with steel? I'm a control freak.
And, like, yeah, do I want to spend the next 30 minutes just, like, telling you how to move it? Because
right.
It just seems like the moment that you get them to do it, it goes off just enough.
Yes.
Like, it goes wrong.
Just let me
just
do it.
Just a little enough. It's just important with that one, the positioning.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
For sure. Sometimes I'm, like, annoyed with myself because I'm so good at pleasing myself.
Yeah.
That I'm like, all right, rookie, here we go.
I totally know what you mean, though. Yeah, it's starting, like, from square one.
Yeah. It's like I want to train people to please me as well as I can please myself, but like,
but it's also,
I've been doing this shit for 30 years, so
right.
I got a lot of practice.
I said to the left, I didn't say to the far left. Get it right.
Slight left and up. Don't you know this already?
I told you not to change, and I meant anything. Just stay that way.
Why are you not a robot? I don't understand.
I'm not that worried about sex robots. Some people are like really freaked out by it, but I think they might be a good technology.
They'll become sentient or something, or what is
that's usually the worry with robots.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, humans are terrible, terrible assholes who do terrible things. Like, if terrible, terrible assholes are out there doing terrible things, then our robots are going to also be terrible, some of them. But there'll probably also be some really sweetheart robots.
All robots.
Yes. Hashtag not all robots.
I don't know. At this point, it's like maybe a robot overlord would be a better leadership option. So.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Do I see a toy that has a koala on it?
Or? Oh, yes. What? I didn't mention this with the other ones from Down Under, but they also make this vibrating dildo with a koala on it.
This has a koala.
It is the most Australian dildo ever made.
Is it called the koala?
It's called the koala kiss.
Koala kiss.
Wait,
okay.
The koala's claws are dug into the
the detail on this dildo.
It's really like the koala's like, I'm never
it was a delight
go.
To photograph. It was like being a nature photographer for a moment.
I want
to
make it go.
I love the way it looks, but I am wondering if this shape is more for adorableness and novelty, because I'm trying to understand
how it
works.
Well, this would touch your clit. And his ears are a little, they have some texture.
Okay.
And they're flipping.
You know, I was
bit.
Very concerned. I mostly wanted it to display
than
use because I am that way. But actually, the bullet it comes with isn't bad, and it is a little flexible. So you can sort of lean the koala's ear up toward your clit more.
That's what I would
because
be
that's what you need
about.
To do.
Mm-hmm.
I am not really a fan of dual vibes anyway, things that do both, but. Mm. But it wasn't bad.
Look at this little buddy's face. Oh my goodness.
He's I know. So it is cute. One of the cutest dildos that I own.
That is so cute. Y'all have to look this up on the internet. Koala Kiss from Down Under Toys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Super cute.
That's so adorable. What else you got in there? This is exciting because, you know, working at Shebop, we have a lot of the most popular toys on the market, some of the highest end ones, some really great ones, but it's a small shop and we can't get like toys from all over the world like this. So it's really neat to see some of these options that we can't get in.
Yeah. And you get jaded. You're like, I've seen it all.
Yeah.
Well, today I saw.
That's why I brought this one, because it is literally the only dildo on Earth that looks this way.
Whoa. Is there like a Christmas ornament inside of it?
Yeah, there's a toy of some sort, like an actual children's toy,
I think,
inside of this dildo. It's clear. I got this from a friend who used to date someone who worked for Vixen Creations. And so they had a ton of really unique dildos that Vixen had just poured to see if they could. And this is one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So
I need to see what this is in here.
I'm still not sure what that toy is.
It kind of looks
totally
like
a little...
I think it's a little man of some
it's
sort.
A little, yeah, it's like
oh,
a little
I was
going to
say SpongeBob,
blocky
but it's
toy.
Not SpongeBob.
It's kind of SpongeBob-ish
thing. It looks... Yeah, it probably was made before SpongeBob. Well,
it's got like
not.
A yeah, it's like a little vintage, like... It's like a yellow cube buddy. But that is a very unique dildo. When you press it really hard,
you can actually
feel
the
it
toy.
In there.
Yeah.
Ooh, on the sides, it's like pokey because it's a little hand.
Yeah, I think that's why they were trying to... They were just trying to see if they could or if that was a viable thing, which they clearly did not
you
continue
know what
to do.
They
but
should do is make one look like water and then put like a little fake fish in there and it'll look like a little...
That would be cute as hell.
I'm so good at thinking of sex toy ideas.
This is so funky.
That's Isn't that really unique?
That is really unique. It would be a really nice pegging dildo.
Yeah. It's a great size.
Yeah. So this is, yes.
This is the Vixen Spur.
Yeah. Oh, so this
mold.
Is the size, the mold.
Yeah,
okay.
I was like, it looks familiar. So it's a spur mold.
This is a really good pegging size.
Yeah.
And then you could say, like, go get the one with the toy in it.
It's like one of those little...
Comes with a toy surprise.
Those little chocolate eggs that they have in Germany.
The Kinder eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It has a toy inside the chocolate.
They won't sell here because people will eat the
That's
egg
so
and die.
That's so funny because I just tried one for the first time last night. My Australian friend sent me some.
Yeah.
They won't. And I was amazed at how we would not allow that.
They are afraid Americans will eat the egg whole.
They're like,
giant
right.
chocolate egg.
Right. Choking hazard is they're like no because like But you know what, though? Somebody would let their kid put the whole goddamn thing in their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And you would choke on the chocolate. I don't even think it's just the toy. Like that much chocolate you would totally choke on.
Totally. That's a lot of chocolate. Well, those Americans eating their things whole.
Can't even chew.
It's like a bunch of snakes out there. They just open up their mouth and put the whole egg in and swallow it. Oh, that's silly.
Okay, what are these wires?
Yeah, there's a lot of wires.
Well, this I wanted to show you if you hadn't seen it. It's the Doxy Dawn.
Ooh. Oh, it's a vibrator. Read about this one. Yeah,
a very unique vibrator.
Kind of looks like the Orgasmatron. Was that what that one was called?
Oh,
the like really.
Yes, it is a little reminiscent of the Orgasmatron.
Yeah,
what a sentence. Yeah, it has its own little battery pack, well, control pack, I should say, separate from the toy, which is unique. And then it kind of looks, well, it's actually meant to look like a bowling pin.
Oh, yeah.
So it does resemble a bowling pin. But what I like about it is the type of vibration that it has, which is really nice.
Ooh, very rumbly.
Low, and then it gets pretty strong as well. So you can hear that nice low sound. That's the sound of gloriousness.
Yeah, that's really nice. That's it's very thuddy feeling.
Yeah, very thuddy.
Pass this over to
So Lula. I think it was designed originally as an anal toy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I know. Yeah, it's a bit short. The reviews I've read, people seem to be a little like, it's kind of short, not really curved.
Was it meant so you could kind of sit, or was it just so you have a better grip?
I'm unsure of that.
I like the little nubby here too.
Yeah, so you can use it as a dual vibe. You can insert that part and use the other part clitorally.
Yeah.
But the way I just use it is just clitorally.
Right. I guess it would be a perineum nubby bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this was one toy that really surprised me this year that I wasn't sure about, but when I first felt it in person, I knew that I had to have it.
And it's called Doxy what?
The Doxy Dawn.
That feels really good on my lower back. That's like my test of rumbly toys, is like, what kind of vibrations can they send to my lower back? Because I have lower back pain, and this is really nice.
Yeah.
So,
those multitasking toys.
It's pretty fabulous.
I know.
And Doxy is just a great company. I think they're doing really good work, and they're working well with bloggers, and they understand our value. And in fact, Doxy purchased the photo I took of this toy to use on their website.
Oh,
they
wow.
wanted to license it, and I was like, no one's ever asked me that before. Yes.
That's cool. Great. That's
so very nice. I knew it was a good photo, but I didn't know it was that good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know what toy I really miss, which was not usually marketed as a sex toy, was the wall.
Oh my god, don't get me started on the wall.
And they had the wall with the heating pad, which was so nice. Wait, on my back. So the wall is the one that it's like old school. It's just like a handheld looking like almost like a hand blender. And then you can put different attachment heads on it.
Oh.
And they had one that was the heated wall. And it's WAHL, I think. And it's a heating pad that you're supposed to use on, like, your sore muscles. So it'd feel really good on my back.
Right.
But also, like, on a cold day, like, rubbing that on your thighs, the warm pad, and then you just, like, swap that out for another, like, the suction cuppy, like, rounded one.
Mm-hmm.
That one was a really nice attachment. And it had a very rumbly, like, brrrr type of...
Nice.
It was awesome. I don't know. I personally, I loved it.
Oh, no, but it had a cult following.
What happened with that?
I loved it, too. Well, it's still in production, but it's a lot worse now.
Oh.
I actually went and purchased a few myself because people were commenting on my review saying, you were describing this amazing toy, but I bought it, and it's not very strong, and it's actually quite buzzy, and even loud, some people were saying, which the wall was always very quiet for me. So I had to do some investigation and purchase new ones, and it's true. They've changed it. It's not the same toy anymore.
Mm. Yeah.
So,
and they've stopped selling it through sex toy distributors.
Yeah.
So like, Walgreens has it now.
Oh.
Like, Walmart and... Yeah. Like those kind of places, they're selling it more to the retailers because it was originally meant to be a full body massager.
Right.
And then people were using it as a sex toy. And we used to carry it at Shebop the first year that I worked there. But then we weren't able to carry it anymore because all the distributors said that Wall wasn't like selling it as a sex toy.
Well, this is the case of the Hitachi now magic wand thing. But I guess they decided we're going to hold on to it and try to rebrand.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wall was not interested in rebranding, I guess.
Sometimes I don't understand those companies because it's like people know you for this really high quality product and they love it and they're giving it rave reviews and it's getting a whole new market that you didn't even expect. Right. You think it as a business you'd be excited for that.
Right.
But yeah, if they're like, "Oh my goodness, people are using this on their genitals. That right. we need to stop that." I don't understand.
How dare you?
It's like, why did you make a vibrating machine that feels so good and not expect us to use it? And Come on.
I mean, the funny thing is that Lalo and Magic Wand both sell things in, with that
Brookstone.
Yeah, Brookstone. Yep. And what's the other one? Something with an S, maybe. Parallel brand of same
weird
thing.
Overpriced gadgets
yeah,
for your life.
But they sell, it's nothing different. It's the same thing, and they charge more. So if those folks want to pay more because they don't want to come into the sex shop to buy it, then good on you.
Yeah.
I think a rechargeable magic wand is going for like $200 or something on Brookstone.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, something like that. It's a lot. It's that a lot more than what we charge for them, and I'm like,
wow.
And they bill it as a massager.
Of course.
So there's still, I mean, so there is a way for you to still bill it this way to this set of people and then have it be this to other people and it to exist and still make money in both arenas and it not to be like, this isn't the Scarlet Letter. We're not dealing with this shit now.
I know.
People get so like, what if they find out?
Scandalized.
Right.
I remember when I first started working at Shebop, how surprised I was to hear people who would be like, I need something I can hide from my kids. And then they were like, I have a pact worked out with my friend where if I die, they have to come and take all my sex toys so my family doesn't find them. And I'm like, I would be so excited if I found my mom had a giant stash of sex toys. I'd be like, good job, mom.
Good for you.
I'm so glad that you had pleasure in your life.
Yeah.
Like, I would be happy to see that. But then again, I'm a weirdo. So, you know, maybe other people would be horrified to see their parents' sex toy collection.
The Bridges of Madison County would have been a completely different book and movie if she also came across her mom's, like, giant collection of sex toys along with the letter.
We should make that movie. We need
the Dildos of Madison County.
Yes, exactly.
There we go. Humpfest born 2017.
That's really good. That's a great idea.
I actually have written... not a will, because I think that has to be like notarized for it to be real or something, but I have a document on my computer for what should happen if I were to die and who would get my dildos and who would be in charge of distributing all the toys, because I would want them to go to different homes. I wouldn't want like one person to inherit 600 sex toys. That's not necessary for most people, so I'd like to spread the amount out, and ideally, they would go to my readers if I were to die. But I don't know if there is a good system to do that.
Right.
Because who would get the pure wand? Right. You know, like everyone wants the pure wand.
Well, you know, now this is on the radio. So now you have like two legal.
Now people are going to start emailing me like, I call the pure wand.
No, this is terrible. We're not putting this on the air. What if there's some crazy fans out there and they kill you just to get your sex toys? And then it becomes an episode of Law & Order SVU.
Just go buy it.
I mean, that would be a really on-brand way for me to die.
It's true.
Because I love criminal shows like that, and I love dildos. So,
oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't mind it.
Very. I love
but
that.
But, like, let's hope that it happens
and
when you're, like, 90.
Tombstone would say,
walking.
Killed for her dildos. Yeah.
Hey, Batty Winkle is out there.
I know.
And she is amazing. Have you heard of Batty Winkle?
No.
Okay, for us, so... She's, I don't know how old she is.
I'll pull her up on Instagram.
Is she in her 70s or her 80s?
I think she's in her 80s.
So she's just gloriously, like, not giving a fuck about how old she is. And she wears, like, slutty, tight, outlandish, very, what people would say are too young.
I think I do know.
Yeah, and she's, like, lots of accessories. Like, not your normal, stylish old lady. Like, she's just, like, I don't give a fuck. And she's been getting, like, all of these...
She's famous.
Commercials and show. Yeah, like these different things because she's just like, whatever. Yeah, she's awesome. She's awesome. I love her.
She probably has a bunch of sex toys, I hope.
2.5 million followers. Stealing your man since 1928.
Yes.
That is good.
I love her.
Yes. That's goals. Those are goals right there.
Wow. She has so much more style than me.
I'm just... I guess, because also when you, I'm waiting to get to that age, because I already don't give fucks, but when you get to that age, you're just like, I could die tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, y'all can fuck off.
I can't wait to be an eccentric old lady.
That rainbow hair dye.
Right?
Oh.
Right? It's like, she's just so good. I love it.
It's great.
She's the best.
I've realized that my entire life has been spent crafting a life that I get to be that lady on the block that, like,
that lady on
knows
the block.
All kinds of shit and has done all kinds of shit. And, like, yeah, it's, yeah, I'm excited about it.
That's a good aspiration, I think. Do I see a corn cob in your bag?
What?
You know what? You do.
All I see is you glitter, do, but AJ. Now I care more about the corn cob.
I didn't think
glitter.
That would be a question I would what? Ask about a sex toy bag.
Oh my God.
That looks like real buttered corn.
Does it not resemble?
Oh, and it's squishy.
It is not actual corn.
No, it's not actual corn. What?
Tell us about this.
This is an amazing silicone dildo from a German company called Self Delve. And they make a ton of different, different vegetable shaped dildos. But the best part about this corn.
I wish you could see
it. Well, first of all, I had to decide between this size and a smaller size. And I'm really glad I went with this size because it's very true to life. Very, very accurate.
To corn life?
To corn. Oh,
okay. I'm definitely getting
a
photo of
size
this.
Of corn.
It's amazing.
I want, like, I wonder, do they make baby corns?
Well, they do make a gherkin, a baby pickle.
Oh my goodness. God.
And it's a Kegel exerciser.
I need the gherkin. I am a huge pickle fan.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you gotta have it.
This is just to incredible. Have it. I'm also really big into German toys because...
Let
I have
me
a lot of German
it.
Family members. I was an exchange student there, so I'm really like attached to my German roots. And now it's like this German craftsmanship here, this corn dildo.
Do you feel close to it?
I feel closer to my heritage.
It's really, and like I like that it's all different pieces. The pieces aren't all uniform.
Yes,
it's like a real
too. Yeah. That's what makes it really look real. It's not real. It's not just.
It's
a pattern that they created. They maybe molded an actual
piece
of corn.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think.
It's like an organic cob of corn.
I think this is genuinely was made from a real cob of corn. Because even like looking at the base of it, it just looks so.
I mean, that's the smartest thing to do.
This
if you
is so
make.
Cool.
Yeah, and I love how squishy it is. It's like the perfect density.
It's you know, and I don't personally like. Really textured dildos because I find the ridges just uncomfortable, but this is textured in a way that's just like a little bit of nubs.
Yeah.
So I feel like that could feel really good compared to like really big like speed bumps.
And like they're smoother and like how they go into one another is a little different.
Yeah.
So do you want to know what makes this dildo even more amazing than you already think it is?
It transforms.
Yes. It does. It changes color with temperature.
What?
So you'd have to get it under some warm water or one of us would have to start using it. But it becomes bright yellow.
If we rub it through in between our hands, our warm hands.
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know what you'd have to do. It has too much, can't get me.
I'm going to work on it. It's like a dark golden rod.
Yeah, it's a bit dark.
Golden rod.
I love that you are going to try to
I'm
warm it up
try to
between
warm it
your
up
hands.
And make it change colors.
The only way I've done it so far was with water. Like hot water and it
oh
happened very quickly.
I'm gonna
so.
Stroke it.
this brings out my playfulness. I really you know
don't
what?
Play with your food, AJ.
No, it like you know we're trying to change the color of it and it just feels playful. Like I loved having those fake food things when I was a kid.
Oh, me too. I was so into those.
Yeah, I feel like this is maybe a stereotype just based on this company and Fun Factory, but it really taps into that playfulness, that youthfulness with their sex toys.
Yeah.
Because Fun Factory is a lot of that same way. Like, they have really fun, bold colors and shapes.
It's true.
So I feel like...
Are you having any success?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See
yeah,
a little bit
it's getting,
there.
Getting brighter. That's neat.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, they make all kinds of color-changing ones. It's some sort of thing they put in the pigment. I know it doesn't last forever, the color-changing... But it's amazing and really, just really
that
cool.
Is,
and you can get custom dildos made by them, too, if you wanted your corn to not be this color or whatever you want.
I want a, like, perfectly curved pickle.
Oh, there is one. There's a curved cucumber, but you could just tell yourself it's a pickle.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
I don't want as big as a cucumber, though. No. I want a pickle.
Right.
Like a big dill pickle.
Okay, that's all right. Bad. That's
all
bad.
Right. We've got their market right here.
Dill pickle.
This is why they make them. There's also other food in your bag.
What?
Oh yes. This. Well, okay. Yes. There's an ice cream dildo.
Yes. 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 Why? Ah.
Yes. This is called the Ass Cram Cone, and it is made by Hole Punch Toys.
Oh, they make cute things. They make carrots and stuff,
they
too.
They do. They have a carrot butt plug.
Ass Cram.
That's a really great name.
Yeah. Oh, I like that it looks like it's melting.
Uh-huh.
The Neapolitan color really just seals it for me.
And then I like that they really made satisfying. Sure the tip is brown.
The first time I saw this, I was thinking it was really cute, but I wished it was spumoni because I really like pistachio.
See, these are things you're like, hey, can you
I bet
this?
You could get a custom one if you wanted, you know? Yeah. Make your dreams come true.
Oh, maybe also make it slightly smaller for myself. This is a...
It's really
a fairly,
squishy, though.
Yeah, it is really squishy. It's fairly large plug, but it's a nice taper, so...
You could also probably twist it in.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just...
Yeah,
like,
yeah, but the drips on the bottom, those are the most prominent sensation from this toy, so I'm not sure. I haven't used it anally. I've only used it vaginally, but... Vaginally, I feel like that's what I really like about it, but I don't know if I would like it as anally. Much anally.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'd be like, what? These drips are too much.
It's pretty intense, but I mean, I've seen some pretty intense ass toys, so
yeah.
I think that there would be some people who are really into those drips.
All about that life.
Yes. What else? What else you got in there? Like, I want to ask more about general stuff, but this is the most fun bag of toys ever. So, like, let's just
there's glitter.
Speaking of food, I'm not done. Apparently,
oh,
there's more food in here. Aww,
it's a cupcake.
This is a cupcake butt plug with a cupcake on the end.
I love it.
It's from a seller on Etsy, actually. Guessbence Fantasy Gear. They're actually going out of business this year, and they are selling off all the rest of their stock. Aww. So I knew it was my last chance to get a cupcake butt plug, and I took it. It's pretty adorable.
That is pretty adorable.
I like that you have a lot of food themed.
Yeah.
Toys.
Well, I like things that I could it's display nice. that cause a reaction, you know?
What's this in your kitchen? It's corn.
I could put that in like a dish and
you
it could be like a centerpiece.
You could totally just make a whole
centerpiece.
Yeah, just have it chilling there.
Also, that would make a really great bottle stopper.
Mm.
It's a little thick, but like a slightly smaller size would be a really perfect bottle stopper. A cupcake on top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For wine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Definitely for wine in my life.
Yeah.
Plug it up.
Cupcake with the wine on top. I mean, with the wine with a cupcake on top.
No wine on top of it. That's
terrible.
It doesn't work
wine
that way.
Cupcake. You got some glitter in there, and then you got some, was that a Wii Vibe toy?
Yeah. So this glittery one, I just wanted to show it to you because cool. I just love it, and it's so weird and unique. Yeah, like
it looks like golden Schlager.
Glitter, like foil pieces, it appears.
Yeah.
This is from a company that doesn't exist anymore that was called Jollies. And I love it because it has this really pronounced, realistic head, but the head has a texture.
Mm-hmm.
And the head is leaning to the side. So it's just kind of a funky, odd design choice that actually really works for me personally. I like it a lot.
I mean, this is probably
somebody's
dick.
It was called
the
Jack is the name.
Yeah.
This is somebody's dick because it's like...
It's really smooth, though. They clearly smoothed out any sort of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave you the ridge in the back.
Yeah, yeah. There's some interesting contours to it.
There's like
that's one thing I really appreciate about bio penises is how unique each one is. And like as you get to know each penis, you kind of pick up on its little like, oh, it's curved to this direction or, you know, that's why I like these sex toys that mimic that, because those are things you remember about people when you're done fucking them.
That's true.
The uniqueness
what
of
you
their,
write down
of
in
their,
your spreadsheet.
Yes.
And so the toys that have that, it's kind of neat. Like, because this one definitely leans to the left and does have that really prominent head. Yeah.
Then I brought this Wii Vibe toy. This is the Nova. You asked if I could bring some like unique toys, and I feel like this is a really unique and cool sort of new toy that came out. It's a dual vibe, so it has the insertable part and the clitoral part, but the clitoral part is very uniquely shaped. I don't really know how to describe it. It kind of looks like a wave crashing onto the
It does. It looks like a wave.
But the idea is that it's very flexible, so you would just be pressing your body and your clit against this part.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially, depending.
Well, it gives you a little more range.
It gives you a little more range for movement because it wouldn't stop touching your clit if you were moving it more.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah, because that's always been one thing about the actual Wii Vibe with its shape, that you can't really do that kind of flexibility. So that's probably why they came out with this, because instead of sitting on top of the clit, you can kind of push into it and let it curve in to match your body.
Yeah, it works pretty well for me. I know there are some people for whom it does not work at all, but I think it's kind of rad. And it has an app, so you can control it with the app and do all kinds of unique things with the app. You can draw your own vibration pattern.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So,
what do you think about this trend of toys that are app compatible?
Yeah, I think ultimately it's a good thing. I think ultimately it's forcing people to innovate in different ways. But it's also a bit gimmicky sometimes. And sometimes you can tell that they have not tested the app, or I have an Android phone and we always get the updates last. Mm-hmm. So, or like the shittier version of the update.
And like,
so
yeah, we also have Android and it's like, you didn't.
You're like trying to connect. There's a lot of connectivity issues with these app controlled toys. So it's not something that I personally would say is a huge selling point for me, but I think that for some people it's a really big selling point. So
I think it's changing the long distance relationship game.
Yeah.
Or for folks who travel a lot, or especially like long distance BDSM type stuff too, because you're able to do a little more with that. But I feel the same way. I feel like you see stuff sometimes and you're like, why does this even have an app? Or the app does things like makes you waffles, and you're like, I don't need it. I don't need to do that.
You know, my hands are always covered in vag gunk when I'm masturbating, and like the thought of just touching my phone to control it seems really unreasonable to me when there's a toy with buttons right there.
Yeah.
So I think in like solo masturbation sort of scenarios, it doesn't make a lot of sense unless you really need the cool features. Yeah.
Well, like Vibes has their app. I personally don't enjoy the shape of it. It's like sits on your clit and it's weird, and the way I'm shaped is a lot of holding the phone down try to get it like to work, and then it's on. But
pointing the phone at your crotch.
I know. Nice. At least it was like just to like change the setting and I could move it up, so it didn't need to be there the entire time, but it was weird. But they had like downloadable erotica, like, and some was free and some was pay.
Right.
And then
people
could write, like, you could actually send them your erotica to be published to be on the app, and also music, so you could have like an actual sexy playlist and the Vibes would go to the music and not just, so that kind of stuff. I felt like for solo, like, I have a single friend who's like, this was amazing, thank you for telling me about it. Didn't work for me, but it worked great for her.
Yeah.
And she's somebody who really likes reading erotica, so it was great that as things would heat up, it would start going faster and it would be doing things.
And that's an interesting point, because some people are really into the more automated sort of experience with sex toys, and I think AJ, you and I both are not into that. We are like, I brought a toy here that is called the Hum, and it's supposed to respond to your body and vibrate to what you want. They've programmed it. I don't know. but it's one of those things that I don't think is for me. I don't like not being in control and making the decisions about.
But like, how does it know? Is it like when you clench on it?
Yeah, I think it has to do with movement, clenching, maybe temperature. There's a bunch of factors. Movement.
You can tell me what you want.
But even so, when I use it, it just seems to be doing an erratic sort of vibration.
That's what
it's
doing
now. I'm like, well, I mean, that's fine, but not amazing. It's just a thing.
Yeah, I definitely like consistency. And if something's going to be jumping all around with its modes, I'm going to be like, get out of me.
Because
how likely is it, if something's programmed like that erotica one, like to actually progress at a certain pace. How do you know what that pace is? What is the generic, like?
I know. Well, and I'm wondering, like,
and
are
then
they...
at the end, does it drop back down to slower? Because that would be horrible.
I never listened to it with the stories, but I thought that was neat because of like putting it in and then reading a story and then kind of like having that extra layer to it.
Right.
But I think that would annoy me as well.
Yeah.
Because, like, what if I don't want you to drop back
off?
What
if I'm about to come and it somehow changes?
Right.
That's my greatest fear,
really.
Well,
how many erotica, not, like, especially, like, the drugstore, the little library paperbacks, where, like, there's always, like, two or three scenes where they're almost fucking.
Yeah.
And then they don't. Like, that would be so frustrating. I'd be so angry. Like, yes. Don't stop!
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, it's a decent idea. I think it's,
yeah.
There's definitely several toys I know of that are trying to do that now. But I still am kind of old school. I'd like the buttons and I'd like the settings to just be steady and...
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm with you.
That's it.
I'm with you. I haven't found an app-enabled toy that I personally am like, yeah, this is the shit. I'm like, this is neat and I can sell it.
Right.
And I can talk it up, but... I'm just like, not for me.
I did just recently review the WeVibe Rave, and that one is app compatible as well. And that's definitely my favorite of the ones that have the app.
The app.
Because it's really just like a good, versatile vibrator, insertable, clitoral, whatever you want, good vibrations, good range, you know? Yeah. The app is really just kind of like the icing on the cake to me.
I think also what people appreciate about the apps and being able to do it from their phone is when they're using it out in public. Because that's the thing
that's
I thought was mainly happening in, like, penthouse confessions, where people are like, we went out to a restaurant and had the vibrator under the table. But, like, I think people are really genuinely doing this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people are emailing me all the time wanting to do this.
And so it's more common than I once thought. And I think people appreciate that they can look like they're just on their phone checking in on an email or, you know, looking at a tweet. But really what they're doing is they're getting their partner off under the table.
Right.
And so I think people like that because if you are trying to do the remote in your pocket or you straight up have it on the table, it's not discreet. But this just looks like a thing people are doing anyway.
But the problem becomes at that point, how do you design a toy that actually stays in place and is unobtrusive?
Thank you.
Yes.
Because there's no, I'm going to just put it out there.
There isn't one.
There's no panty vibe out there that I feel.
There kind of isn't one. Yeah.
No. There's Form.
Form One.
But it.
Oh, it's terrible.
Right. It's like.
So glitchy.
It's glitchy. Like our little tester in the shop, I think we're on our third one because something keeps happening to them.
Yeah, we got rid of ours because we were like on our third. And
we couldn't explain it to customers. That's
our problem we've been having. And I'm like, I now don't want to talk to you about this because you're going to, if you take it home and this happens, I'm going to be sad for you.
Yeah.
But I like, there are things that I've liked about each of the,
like the Form One's shape is potentially okay.
Right, to fit more bodies.
If you can keep it in place.
Right, to keep it in place.
I suppose.
But I like the sleeve has like the little kind of skid thing. So if you are wearing panties, which you need to be.
Right.
It'll kind of help it stay in place and not slide around.
Mm-hmm.
Those are things I like about it. But nobody's made one yet that I feel like has... One, been comfortable enough to, I feel like, wear
to
out.
To actually wear.
Where you're not going to be like, ooh, like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. Or that's going to stay in place. Because even the WeVibe, like, I've worn mine as a panty vibe.
Right.
And it'll be in, but I also have larger outer labia. And sometimes it starts shifting.
Yep.
And then you're trying to, like, shift it back. And you're doing all kinds of stuff. And if you're somebody who doesn't want to wear panties, which I have to tell them, like, no. I know
it's
it goes inside you.
It's not just going to hover there.
Right. Or even with the WeVibe.
Yeah, the ones that you insert,
it's going to slip out.
Oh, yes. It totally wants to slip
it's
out, the WeVibe.
Something against
it's too bad because it's close.
Right.
The WeVibe is close.
Close.
And the sync has amazing vibrations. I'm really impressed by what they've added to that one. But even that one, I insert it and I feel like it wants to escape. Like I stand up and
I want
to
leave.
It doesn't quite immediately fall out of me, but it shifts enough that it's not working anymore. And so I have to awkwardly just reach down and shove it against my clit. And you're kind of defeating the purpose at that point.
We have to work on some shapes or something.
I really don't know what the answer is.
I don't either.
I don't know if the answer is something that does have an insertable part like the WeVibe to latch on, or I really don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or a better panty. You know, like they used to have, well, they still have them. They're like the crappy ones that come with a pair of panties that like with the pocket, but like a better pocket, a better quality of panty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or like where you sell the panty separate from the, so it's not like, hey, buy this and maybe one this size doesn't fit
fits
your ass.
A couple people.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So like a panty that you can buy that has the pocket, that has all the things, and then you can buy the toy separately once you find the panty that's going to fit your mm-hmm. body. Yeah, something. Because something. Those seemed promising, but sometimes they were always too big.
They were always really firm. Like, they would just be hard plastic.
And they'd be heavy, and they'd put them in these flimsy-ass, like, panties, and you're like, this is like a slingshot.
Like a lace thong. Or, yeah. Like, that's lace. The worst design panty for holding in a vibrator, a lace thong.
It would look no like structure. A slingshot.
And you again, you need to be wearing pants as well, probably. Yeah, right. So, I mean, no one's seeing it. It doesn't need to be the sexy, cool.
No.
And it doesn't look sexy and cool, by the way,
no.
for a human being to, like, have no. this protrusion under their underwear. Like, it's not...
yeah. You know what actually works best for me when I want to do hands-free vibration? Is I have a spare parts harness, and it has a little pocket in it.
Yeah.
And then
tell
just,
me more.
Yeah, just putting a little vibrator in there, like a Tango, or the Crave Bullet, like one of the more powerful rechargeable vibes. Because where the pocket is in those harnesses for me, I have the Sasha harness, which is the kind of lingerie looking one. Where the pocket is in that for me, it lines up really well. So it's like, yeah, I'm wearing a harness around, which is a little bit more heavy duty than a pair of underwear, but
I
also they're
thought
like
about
hella
that
cute.
Because they are hella cute.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can put a vibe right in there in that little pocket. And also, even if you don't use the specific bullet pocket, which is little compared to most toys, it's that harness is really right up against my body, and it has the flap that you can like tuck over the dildo base. You could also put in a flat vibrator there.
There you go.
I've put my WeVibe Touch in there before, which is kind of thick.
Yeah.
So it's not ideal, but just to like experiment, and it works for hands-free vibration.
Boom.
Especially if you wear a skirt. Because then, like, you know, pants are going to just push everything up there and be uncomfortable. But, like, I'm a person who wears leggings and skirts, and so that's a little easier.
Yeah.
There you go.
There's a tip for the listeners. Wear leggings instead of pants to hold your vibrator
You're
in
welcome.
Easier.
You're welcome.
Ta-da.
Try it out and email me and let me know what to think.
I would like to know what
people's
experiences are. The only thing I found that I could actually use hands-free and have a successful orgasm.
Successful.
have success, a.k.a. an orgasm, was the WeVibe Tango in the Dusk butt plug that make. And I just inserted that plug into my vagina. Then the Tango is up against my clit. It actually, for me, fits really well with my anatomy. And I could actually just, like, do anything at that point and have an orgasm easily because the Tango is just so good.
So I'm going to ask you about two toys each.
Yeah.
what do you think about the Eva?
Oh, dear God. I think AJ and I might have disagreements about the Eva.
So I'd like to hear your opinion. I'll, of course, share mine, but I want to hear what your thoughts are on it.
Well, my opinion is that I...
Well, should we describe the Eva?
Yes. It looks like a scarab.
It looks like a bug.
It does. It looks like a scarab or like a little tiny alien, an adorable cartoon alien with like these little tiny antenna arms that like kind of, not really clip, but like set themselves around... It's hard to describe.
Well, they kind of,
it's
they're
hard to
towards
describe
the back.
Without it sounding horrible.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so the legs.
Tuck under your labia.
Yeah. Right. And they're at the back of the toy. They're not to the, they're kind of to the back and to the side. They like come out a little bit to the side. So you would squeeze them, like pinch them in, and then release them behind your labia.
Yeah.
Which is problematic in itself.
To your labia in some way.
Right.
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 So my opinion on that toy is not a fair opinion because I have the world's easiest clit.
That's true.
My clitoris is very responsive to anything. So every toy that I use can give me an orgasm. Like, it's just responsive. It's like, oh, hi, you're vibrating. Oh, hi, you're touching me. Boom, orgasm.
Yeah.
So I got off. I had an orgasm just fine when I was using that for a review. It stayed in okay. I also have, like, really cooperative labia. So I'm just like, I've just got this like Hermione Granger.
What are your other vulva points of reference for why you have a cooperative labia?
Well, because
I just like to know
my labia is always just, you know, following my orders, just okay. You know, staying put.
Cool.
You know, not like getting caught on my underwear or my vibrators or anything. Just kind of being like, yeah, just hanging out here. And it works well with like all of the toys that are designed for things like that. I feel like they just like took a picture of my vagina and my vulva and they just were like, let's make it fit this one. Like all of them fit me. Right. So
you're the model vulva.
I'm the model vulva. So it seems kind of not fair for me to give a review on pretty much anything, which is why I'm not a sex toy reviewer, because I'd be like, you want the real scoop? It worked. Again, guess what? Here we go.
Spoiler alert. I came.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
It's like the wind blew too hard. I came, you know? So I feel like my opinion of it is probably not going to be what is most people's opinion. It worked just fine for me.
Okay. So it did you do like cowgirl? Did it work when you were on top?
I'm trying
and
to remember.
Gravity was against it. And when lube was involved?
I was definitely on top wearing it, but I was also kind of like leaning down on my partner. So it was more being held into place. And I was just like grinding myself against it. So of course it worked.
Right.
Or with me on bottom and just kind of like occasionally like reaching out with my hand and holding it in place, which is like how I've used Wii Vibes and stuff like that before too. So in that way it stayed, but there were definitely times when like we'd be changing positions and it'd just go like flinging out. So it doesn't stay put very well between positions.
Right.
And the vibration I did think was probably for most people not powerful enough.
Mm-hmm.
For me it was fine. But let's hear from
yeah, I'm about to do my review of that and I keep trying it thinking maybe this time it won't suck terribly and I will be able to say something nice about it. But the nicest thing I can really say is like in missionary, it's kind of okay, sort of sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like that's the best I can really give you. Yeah, the vibrations are extremely buzzy. I think that they are some of the worst vibrations I've felt in recent times. And yeah, it does not stay on my body really at all. Like once you put lube, if you do it without lube.
Right.
So if I just attach it before I've done anything, which feels really strange, then it sort of stays. But the moment you add lube, it falls off of me and it's just a disaster. I just feel like it's such a difficult toy and so few people are going to find success with it that it really scares me that some people would buy it thinking it'll work.
So
hands free.
I haven't used it because just from the look of it, like I have again very prominent outer labia and it's just gonna get lost in there. And whereas some people yes. go, well wouldn't that make it better? I'm like, no, it's gonna hurt. Because it's going to be pressing. It's going to be like I put a rock in between my labia and my clit.
Mm-hmm. I felt like it was almost the opposite in the sense that it wasn't giving me enough pressure. It was like it was hovering there. Did you feel like that? Like if you weren't pressing on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like it was just kind of hanging out. It wasn't feeling like a big heavy rock, but when I was leaning down into it, when I was grinding against
then it is
it's not like a squishy material.
Not that it's going to feel like a heavy rock, but a rock in the sense of like if you the kind of hurt it the way it would hurt. It's not going to feel good. It's going to be because already it's going to be pressing without it being on and then having it on and then leaning doing any kind of action or anything like that. It's just a lot. And
I will say, I think it is little more successful than I anticipated it would be at staying on my body. I thought I wouldn't be able to get it to attach at all. So the fact that I could was kind of exciting, I wish I could love it because it's women created it and
yeah. And they're from Williamsburg where Shag is actually.
Oh, really?
Neighborhood. Yeah. I mean, I like the idea. I like the idea behind it of having something you don't have to hold on to, but that's external for those who like clitoral stimulation. I like the thought they put into it to kind of make it adjustable, but it's not really adjustable. It's just, they call it adjustable, but to me, it's you just squeeze it or whatever. You're
right. Not. It's kind of springy.
Right. It's more of a spring.
Gravity works with this toy.
Right. Gravity. So I like those things about it. I like that the button's like right up front. But then when you start thinking about logistics and different people's bodies, and that's a big thing is when I go, hey, I know you're excited about this, but you have to think about like what kind of labia do you have? Do you have outer labia? Like some people are very flat and don't have labia that you can really get behind. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, you're going to waste your money and you're going to be sad about it.
Yeah.
So it's having that kind of conversation and then realizing like, yeah, so this isn't as great and game changing. As
it's just a very like all about the marketing material. Yes, right. And they're so, I mean, I don't blame them, but of course they're just like hands-free orgasms. All these couples have tried it and they all love it. And
some people do. We have some people that like that's their thing. I will say though, they've come back to get other ones because they've broken and they haven't wanted to replace that. So let's put that out there, Dame.
Interesting.
Yeah, like I had a couple, this is like their jam and they're on their third.
Is it the motor that's going?
It's the motor that's burning out and they haven't wanted to do anything for
them. It is a very small toy.
It is. And so if you're using it all the time, which right? it sounds like mm-hmm. these people are, like, and it's not like they use it a month and they come back. I think we've had it for, a year? And they bought the first one from somewhere that wasn't us. And then I was like, you know, they have a warranty.
Of course.
So maybe reach out. But if you want to buy it now because you don't want to wait or whatever. But yeah.
I need Eva tonight. I need
it. Right. Well, because for them it works.
It won't be the same.
I think they're using it like a lot. And it is it's a small motor. It's a mm-hmm. small toy. But it's a lot of money to sink into. I don't know how much you guys do charge for it, but I think ours is like.
We don't actually carry it. We got a sample and, you know, I took it home and tried it and other people have tried it and gave us feedback. And it just seemed like it was a little too early in its design stages that it wasn't working for most people.
We started carrying it because that BuzzFeed article or whatever, I forget if it was BuzzFeed or whoever it was, but they came out with that article of like new sex toys and had like the Transformer, the Pico Bong, and had the Eva. So everybody and their mom was literally asking for it. So we were like, my boss is like, I'm not going to turn away money because people are like, we want to buy it from you.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And we hadn't even gotten one yet. And we're like, all right, as soon as we get it in, we'll let you know. And when they sell pretty steadily, and that's with us still like trying to make sure people aren't buying something that doesn't fit their body. But
that's the hard thing. But then you're going to have customers who come in and they don't really even want to talk to you about it.
Right.
And they don't even ask your opinion. They just bring it to the counter.
And they just want to buy it.
And then they get upset later that you didn't warn them.
Right. I mean, we try to do that. We're like, have you, like, same thing. It's the same kind of talk I give to people who come up with solid cock rings. Have you ever used a cock ring before? Have you used a solid cock ring before? Did you just pick your size because you think you're this size? Or do you actually know the circumference of your cock? Like, do you know these are the questions because...
It was an educated guess, Lola.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm this. But those are the things. We try to... Anything, like, Wee Vibes, anything that's different, not your run-of-the-mill, that you're going to have to, like... If your body isn't whatever they had in mind when they made it and it may not work, like, I can't do Wee Vibes with partners because I'm narrow as fuck. And they're uncomfortable. So, but I tell people like, hey, if your partner has a huge dick and you're kind of narrow, it's not going to work. Yeah. And I do sing it like that to people.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. But so having those but that's hard. It's like hard when people don't know their bodies and they kind of just want something because a friend told them it was amazing or they read it in a magazine and the marketing's like, hands-free orgasm for everyone, all body types. And you're like, No, I think not. Not for everybody. So
that's why it's so important to have places like Shag and like Shebop and your blog so that people can really get that fully informed background information.
Right.
Because toys are not cheap.
Good toys
are not cheap at all. No. And if people are going to spend that money, they should, you know, you don't just get like the first car you see because you're like, that's a pretty color,
right?
You know, like you want to get something that works for you and your lifestyle, and it's the same with the toy. It's
and somebody may go, I heard everything you said, but I think it's going to work for me, and it's like, okay, at least you've heard this other side that's not the ad, you know?
Yeah, that always makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, and now, so here's my next. So this is like,
right,
the womanizer.
Ah,
the face.
Well, the womanizer is such a complicated toy.
It's an awful name.
To talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an awful name. I'm kind of over that, though.
Yeah.
It's like, been long enough. I just forgave it or something. I don't know. Yeah, it feels very different. Have you tried it?
I have.
Okay.
I love
it. And I know
it.
You've tried it.
So yeah. I'll tell you how I describe it to people.
Yes.
It's like you're in a waiting room and you're having like a decent time in this waiting room and you're like, this isn't the worst time I've had in a waiting room, and it's all right. This. And then all of a sudden there's a surprise party.
Oh my God.
That is like what it's like for
That's
me. It's
kind
like,
of hilarious.
Because yeah. it's like, this feels good. I'm having an okay time. And they're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And that's.
Yeah. And then the party ends
yeah,
abruptly.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And it's, but it's like that. It's the weirdest. If it's the weirdest sensation, and it's like if you give up before the party happens, I could totally see why you would give up, because it's you're not getting direct stimulation. And sometimes I'm like watching porn and I'm like, and I've used it and I've had an orgasm with it many times, and I'm still sometimes like, what the fuck? Oh, there, okay, it's coming, okay. It's,
but do you think that that makes a good toy? Do you think that makes a good experience?
I don't think it makes a good experience for a brand new person.
Yeah.
Or for somebody who is looking for a, this is the only toy I'm going to own. Because a lot of people who buy toys are very like, I want one toy. This right. toy needs to be my toy. it's the toy of the toys. I think right. it's a great toy if you are someone who is a collector of toys. Like you want something that works for you, but you like having
different
choices.
Toys.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're somebody who is just looking for something new, like you've tried a bunch of different stuff and you're just out there like, I know clitoral works for me. I think I want to try it. I want something new and different. I would suggest it. It's not a toy if you have kids, because you're not going to have quick orgasms with it and you're going to be so fucking frustrated.
But see, then there's articles where people say they had quick orgasms.
Do you have a quick? Okay, so I'm not, because I feel
like 30 to 45 seconds. I'm like, well, okay.
So everyone, most of the people I talk to say it takes them not a long time, but it's not something that if they're trying to have that kind of quickie, they're not getting that.
Yeah.
That they would get with other toys. So, okay, then that's good to know. So, but you're also like,
I have an extra
everything.
Responsive clit.
Right.
Yeah. Cooperative labia, responsive clit.
It's true.
It's your slogan now.
Champ.
Champ. So then that's the asterisk of, I think it depends on your body. But I think if you're a person who you're okay with having orgasms, it's not, and you're usually use like a certain type of toy to like, have a quickie, kind of like, I want to come and I need to come, like, I got 5 minutes. Don't the womanizer's not gonna, may not be
right
for most bodies. If you're not super responsive, it's not that kind of
Which
thing.
Which one have you tried?
I have tried the one, not the one that's like, not the smaller. I think the very first one.
Okay, so you've
like
used
the,
like,
original.
The pro that looks like a potato.
No, the
Oh,
was the pro, was that the first one?
The
so maybe
pro
the second.
Is the
no,
shorter,
that's the newer one.
More rounded one.
Okay,
the original
no.
one looks kind of like an old-fashioned ear thermometer.
I tried the ear thermometer that looked like Barbie threw up all over it.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yes. That's the original.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is because the pro has more settings, some higher settings, and so if it's that you feel like it's not enough stimulation, you'd have more range.
But I kind of
maybe
like,
you like you're into that.
Yeah, I kind of, when I am using it, it's kind of like I'm luxuriating in it.
Interesting.
And I'm trying to focus on the not necessarily like, this is so overwhelming that I'm like, oh my god, I'm gonna come. I kind of like that it's like, this feels good. Oh wait, and like it's making me use my body different. Like I clench my thighs more. I'm working on like my inner clitoris more. Like I'm rubbing my thigh. I'm doing more with my body to try to reach it, which I enjoy. But that's also like, it's again, it's, I'm not trying to run towards an orgasm. I have some time to like spend with myself. That's, and I love it, but I always tell people, if I didn't get it for fucking free I had to buy it from the store, I would never have tried it ever, ever, because the original, now that's better price, it's, they have the $99
that's
original,
true, they do have the cheaper one now,
which I've tried that one. It's a little, it's still pretty good. It's not like the pro, it's kind of back to the original, but without like the, you don't get the case and it looks nicer, like it doesn't look like a Barbie dream phone.
Right. Somehow they figured out taking out maybe the floral patterns
and the diamond and the fake rhinestones, and
that,
we don't need that.
That shit grew on me after a while. I was like, you are so tacky.
Yes.
I kind of love you now.
Like your tacky Aunt Samantha.
Yeah, mine is like the blue crocodile.
Because
I got it for free. Like, I never would have chosen blue crocodile, but there it is. And I'm like, you know what? It's so ugly. It's like a Lisa Frank poster, and I kind of appreciate it.
I like
for
my
that.
Baby. I like, yeah. I like, you know, tacky as fuck. I got the one with the roses on it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was so upset. I was like, at least give me the fucking, like, cheetah print. Like, that come is, on. That at least
yeah,
is
you
a little
seem
classier.
Like a cheetah print
yeah,
person
like, that's
than
classier.
The roses.
So but I've enjoyed it. And then, so on the inverse, I tried, or the, not really the inverse, but I tried the Satisfyer, and I was so disappointed.
Oh, I haven't tried that one.
Yeah, I was disappointed.
So it was like,
it's is it? I thought I read that it was more intense.
It
didn't
wasn't,
have as much subtle.
It wasn't. It was to me. It felt like I try to use things on the settings that I would normally use the other one on, like the one I use all the time, and I usually use like up to the third setting, and it just it was missing something. It was missing like a little oomph of something, and also that it also read as cheap. It wasn't just tacky. Like they're like, oh, we're just gonna give you a solid color, but it was this plastic case, like the case of it, like the actual body of the toy, just red is cheap. And it's still 100. I think they're that one was $100. That's the retail. I want something to feel at least they're like, listen, we're gonna give you this cool customizable stuff that's not really cool, but whatever. This is just like this peach plastic, and the paint started chipping right away. It was like rubbing off.
Nice.
Yeah, because it's not like a
like a spray.
Right. It's not no silicone, like the woman has like the silicone handle, like all that. No, it's just like painted plastic, and it is like peachy gold color, and it was like rubbing off. And I wanted to like it just because I was like, hey, I want there to be another option, because this was before they came out with the cheaper womanizer. I wanted to like it. I wanted it to be like a thing. It was just missing something for me, and it felt so chintzy.
Yeah.
And it was, again, like I wouldn't want to buy this either, like if I saw it in the store, because I'd go,
no,
that is $100.
Exactly.
Right. Like that's also something people have to think about, is like, I get your cut in corners so you can make a cheaper toy, but
Yeah. Some companies, it seems like some companies are so good with their visual design, and maybe they don't think about other things. And other companies, like, I mean, like the Hitachi Magic Wand, the original one, it looked the same for so many years. They didn't care about like the visual part of it, but the actual product was quality. And I think like, sometimes for gifts, people will go towards those ones that look really flashy or really nice and don't think about the quality of it as much.
Yeah.
But when you find those brands or even those specific toys, because some brands are all over the place, like Jimmy Jane, I think.
Yeah. Agreed.
But, you know, you got some brands where they have like one toy that's so awesome and it's like designed well and it looks cool. And then within the same brand, they have other ones that don't. But finding those brands where it's both cool looking or like doesn't look cheap at least, and also really well designed and works well.
Right.
That seems rare to me.
Yeah.
Can you think of any of those companies that like really stand out in your head as being like both really well designed and really high quality
across the board for their whole product line?
Mm-hmm.
I would say Enjoy is the first company that comes to my mind for that.
Yeah.
And it's mostly because, I mean, somewhat because they have such a small product line.
Yes. Yeah. And they also don't have motors, which makes a big difference.
That is true. But the shapes, I feel, are extremely well thought out.
Definitely.
Of the stainless steel toys. So.
I won't say their entire line. I really like a lot of the Sensuelle Blit products, the different shapes and stuff, only because I think they make a nice mid-priced rechargeable Blit toy that's like accessible to people. So, because I think like the smallest one's like 46.
Oh yeah, that's really good.
So when people come in and they're like, I really want something, and it's like if the like now we have the Crave, and sometimes that's just a little bit over what they want to spend. It's a little too fancy, but they don't want like the $22 evolved Blit with the batteries. It's like a nice kind of mid range, and it's simple. It doesn't have weird fucking buttons.
Yep.
Nice. I like that it, you know, you do have to hold it down, but I'm like, that's great for travel. That means it won't just fucking turn on in your bag. And it lights up, and that might seem chintzy, but I'm like, it's nice because when it's in the dark, you know when your battery's about to fucking die.
I love toys that have that light up.
They have
feature.
A little light. So it's not, I'm like, also, it's like a rave in your pussy. Yeah. It's great, but it's not like so distracting. So that, the point, And I forget what the other one is called that's not as strong, because I guess there are people out there that don't want the jackhammer, like, tiny bullet toy. I just like that they're simple. They're not, they didn't do anything gaudy to it. They just kind of said, look, it's flat cut, one color, just nice, whatever, that's it. It's strong, it works, we're rechargeable, okay, go. And it's not super expensive. It's like, those are the ones I like, but I have seen some of their stuff where I'm like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, motorized wise, I'm not really sure there's a company that I could say almost always. I think WeVibe in general has a higher rate of success, mm-hmm. I guess, with the shapes that they produce, and also because they don't produce a lot of new things. Although they did make the Thrill, which they're now pretending they never made.
They're like, what are you talking about?
But they would be maybe my choice if I had to choose a company that makes motorized toys.
Yeah. I do feel like you have to have some flops in there as a company who's trying to be innovative.
Yeah.
And that's one reason I really respect Fun Factory as a brand, because they've been around for quite a while. And I personally really like their colors and their silicone. And as I mentioned before, I like German toys a lot. But they definitely have had some flops too. They've had some really experimental shapes, like that one that looked like a UFO.
Oh yeah.
But like, I actually really like when they do those experimental shapes, because not everybody wants something that looks like a food or a dick.
Right.
So it's kind of nice to have ones that
the
are
the only other options.
It's like food or dick.
Food, dick, or UFO, which is yours.
But I like when they have more rounded ones, too, ones that aren't so phallic. So I like that they've had experimental things. But then you've got some companies that get, like, too experimental. And you're like, what are you even trying to accomplish?
Like, this is not even a toy now. You've just made something. I don't know what you made. What is this?
Yeah, can we talk for a second about Lalo?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's tear him a new one.
Set fire to it all.
So I think I had lost hope in Lalo a while back, but the thing that really, like, just set me over the edge last year was when they had that tux. It was a tuxedo for a penis.
Oh, my God! And it was how it was like $100.
Yeah, and like...
Right, dry clean only.
Yeah.
I thought for a second it was a joke, like a April Fool's Day joke, because they have, you know, the commercial. Did you see the commercial for it? It was like this, like, Italian man, like, in his, like, old world workshop with these, like, great fabrics, and you think it's going to be like a designer commercial for, like, Dior or Versace or something. And so he's like, you know, doing these hand, like, sewing.
I love this description, because I haven't seen it, so you're doing a great job.
It's like this beautiful, like, music playing in the background. There's sunlight streaming in. It's like such a high quality commercial, and you're like, what is this guy making? Is this going to be like a ball gown? Is Beyonce going to wear this to the Grammys? Right. Like, this is going to be a really beautiful garment when we pan away, and instead it's a fucking tiny tuxedo that goes on a dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he puts a little, like, handkerchief in there even, and I'm like, okay, this is a joke.
Now it's fancy.
This feels like a joke.
And then when they put it out, like, it was like, they were like, this is what we have. I was like, this shit can't be real.
Yeah, it's, I did not think
real.
It was real.
And then you look up the price and you're like, this shit really isn't real. And it's real.
It's like, real.
I thought they were just trolling.
I know, I had to go put it in my cart.
Or what was the,
sure that would work.
What was the cock ring cufflink sex that was only
Pino.
For, yeah, that was only for bankers. And I'm like, how do you fucking know that it's the banker buying? Like, do you have to show some kind of paperwork that you work in the banking industry? That was awful in itself. And it was pretty fucking expensive. And also the toys. Just
also,
not.
It looks like a weird Pac-Man mouth. Yeah. So there's that.
We got one of those to test out, and not the whole, like, the whole shebang, but just the toy. My husband was like, this is not. He's like, I don't even know.
I didn't want it on principle.
Right. He was just like, this isn't, it looks uncomfortable, and it is. Like, that's how it feels. Yeah.
They've always been kind of that way, it seems, where they were marketing, because they've had, like, the 24 karat gold toys or whatever. That's like, they've always marketed some things, like, for celebrities or for the wealthy.
I am going to say they are the Donald Trump of sex toy companies.
Yeah.
Because they do awful things, and then they go, but it's the best. It's the best. And they lean into how great their awful things are, like the hex. Right. Like, they keep leaning into it. And they don't go, like, hey, we messed up there. This was awful. Let's, like, not talk about it anymore. It's like they still carry those awful things on their site. Mm-hmm. It may not be a focus, but if you go look and then you read the description and it's like, this is the most high quality, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
This is awful.
It's just unfortunate because they do make some really classically great toys.
Yeah.
Like the Mona. I know that's one of your favorites.
Yeah, yeah. It's been hard for me with all of this.
Like the morning.
Well, and they're doing it for the social media likes, yeah. You know? They're just doing it for the mainstream attention.
When we ask people their price point, I get a lot of people are at that $50 mm-hmm. point, and sometimes they'll go a little bit over, but they're really not about spending $100. That's not the price point I get a lot. They're like, 50? 50 yep. is good.
50 sounds reasonable.
Yeah, 50. Yeah.
That should get, what will that get me?
Right, yeah. And I mean, we at least have now a handful of things that it'll get you, so that's good, but...
Yeah. Or you can put it on your wish list for the holidays and right. hope that somebody sees that wish list.
Yeah.
Or yeah. You can hope they do by just giving it to them. Here's my wish list.
Here's my wish.
Full of sex toys. Here's my
thing. Or gift
printed
cards
it out for you.
Yes.
We tell people. I tell all the time. I'm like, don't buy it. Don't buy that. Just get a gift card.
Yeah. During the holidays, especially Valentine's, when we have people come in, they'll usually be like, "Hi, I need a vibrator for my wife."
No.
And then I'm like, okay, well, what kind are you looking for? And they're like, I don't know, something that vibrates. I was like, all right, maybe? Do you want one that's like rechargeable or battery operated? And they're like, oh, what do you think? What do people like? What do women
what
like?
What do you like?
Yeah.
What do
and
you
I'm like, just like to choose? Well, everybody's different. You should get a gift certificate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, do you want clitoral? I don't know. Well, how does she? I don't know. Well, now we have other questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, and it's get a gift certificate and like, buy like a lollipop or a cool card or something that
put in a cute card sexy yeah. card, or you know,
come back together, make it an experience. I'm always selling people the experience. Get a card and then make a coupon that says like a day at a sex shop,
mm-hmm.
and then you can just bring them back and you don't have to do a gift card.
Yeah.
Or give them the gift card but make it part of like a date day where you're going to go to brunch and then come to us, because there's a bunch of cool brunch places. But I'm always insistent upon people not buying sex toys unless they're the person they're buying for asked for something specifically.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you can't bring it back.
Yeah.
You can't bring it back.
Yeah, and there's not really like much of a street value for those things. No. Like you can't really go sell it from the back of a van, like speakers or something, you know?
The only time we took anything back, the guy literally, he walked out the door and it was like a minute. He turned back and he goes, I just realized she may hate this.
I love that though.
Yeah.
I think that's so funny. Like, it just came to me.
Yeah, he's like,
once I crossed the threshold of that door.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't even know if she'd really like this. And I was like, do you want to? You can get a gift card instead. You just left. I know you didn't go home.
Didn't use it.
And use it. Return it. Let's do a gift card. He's like, okay, good idea.
But that really does show you how little people are willing to actually think
mm-hmm.
before they purchase something.
Because they get excited. They come in, and I think people are so like, I want an actual thing to give, which I totally understand. But my thinking is I'd be upset that you spent that much money and I can't use it, or it doesn't work for us if it's a couple's toy, and then we can't take it back because we've opened it up or whatever. So get a gift card.
Yeah, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
I had someone do something really cute last year for the holidays. I can't remember if it was Valentine's or Christmas or what, but one of the customers came in and took an ass class that I offer, and they said, I actually got this as a gift, but I wanted to have something like in, you know, a present that they could unwrap.
Right.
And I didn't think a gift certificate would like look great, you know, under the Christmas tree or wherever. Right. So they made a little paper mache butt plug, and then it had like you know, like two tickets for this ass class, and it said, we're finally gonna have anal this year. And they came to the class, and like they got like the gift was, you know, like she gave this gift to her partner of like, we're gonna do this ass thing. I didn't even buy a real butt plug though, because I want to wait until after we learn all the information in the class. So I made a little paper mache one to put under the tree.
Amazing.
And I thought that was the cutest idea.
I love
So
yeah, that's great.
I think like
sharing
an experience with people and education with people is a really great idea, and then you can use that to be more informed to buy your toy. So if you ever get the option of taking a class, especially if you're like looking for something specific, like I want to squirt, but I don't know how, like go to a class on squirting and then buy the toy they recommend after you learn more about your body and bodies in general.
And you can always surprise them with the gift certificate too. Mm-hmm. Like this is the experience, and then like, and ha-cha, this is what, so you can buy whatever you want and you don't have to worry about asking me, you know, like this is some money towards whatever you want.
Anything that you want to recommend to our listeners this year, as this is the sex toy holiday bonanza, I know we've talked about all the different preferences out there, but anything that you're like, you know what, this could be cool for this kind of person, and maybe you haven't heard of it.
I mean, I think that one of the best toys I tried, there were a couple, two specific toys I tried this year that I think are really versatile and a good price point that would work for a variety of scenarios, you know. One of them is the, I don't know how to say the company name, Lamu Rose. Do you know how to say that?
No. Nope.
Lamu Rose? yeah. Good work, guys. Prism V, which is just a really sleek rechargeable vibrator and has a lot of good settings and good motor in it. And the WeVibe Rave, which is also extremely versatile, and it has the app, as we discussed.
Yes.
And those, I just think, are a good baseline because they can be used externally or internally, and they have all the settings. But it is really hard to choose a present for someone else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you can also put these on your list.
True.
Or treat
this is
yourself.
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One of my things, I'm on a quest to get people who think they don't need lube to at least try lube more for different things, especially with toys. And we've been getting all those pillow packs of different types of lube. And I've been suggesting people make samplers and also samplers of condoms. Unless it really works for you, condoms, lubes, whatever, it really pays to try different things out. And a lot of shops, you know, like we you don't have to buy a box. You can buy them, like, it's like a dollar for one. And buy them and then try them out and write that shit down about, like, this is what it felt like, it fit really well, or this was really tight. But you're going to have better sex that way. And I get a lot of partners who, especially lately, who have gotten off of birth control for various reasons and now are having to try condoms out, and they have no idea what condoms. So that's something that would be great. Like a little sampler pack if this is where you are with maybe trying new things out or protection with different people. Of like lube packets of different types, various assortment, so you can see what you like, because it's hard to know what you like, and sometimes people try like one type of lube and they're like, I hate lube.
Yep.
It's like, no, you hate that lube, but you might like this one. And if it's a little pillow pack, you can just toss it if you didn't like it, and it's not that big of a price. But yeah, those are my, because those are still sex toys, lubes.
That's right.
It's so
important. I'm into that recommendation.
Yeah.
It's so important to find a good lube. For years, was just using whatever drugstore lube that I could, and I was constantly getting like yeast infections or BV, and was like, what is wrong with my vagina? Why is it broken all the time?
Yeah.
And then I switched to some lube once I started working at Shebop, and was like, oh, I'm not having those issues anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that. It's because my old one had all these ingredients, glycerin and propylene glycol and parabens and things that were really irritating to me. So trying out lube can like change not just the experience of the sex you're having, but like your entire life.
Right.
You might be able to feel more comfortable with your body, like I definitely did when I found lubes that worked for me.
Right.
That's a great recommendation. I wrote down a bunch of recommendations, and they're on the Shebop website. So if people want to read more specifically about what I recommend for this year, they can visit shebopthishop.com, and it's on the blog. Thank you so much for coming here today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, it was great times.
To learn more about today's guests, you can visit their websites. Find Dirty Lola online at sexedagogo.com. You can also find her on Twitter and Facebook, and you can find Epiphora at heyepiphora.com, and she's always tweeting something good, so be sure to follow both of them. As always, you can learn more about me on my website, amoryjane.com, and get a list of my upcoming classes and events. To learn more about today's sponsors, visit shebopthishop.com and uberlube.com. Our next episode of Sex on the Brain with Amory Jane will be on December 29th. Episode 6 will be about polyamory. So if you're interested in ethical non-monogamy, be sure to check that out. Until then, this was Sex on the Brain with Amory Jane.